Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This was a video showing two young kids participating in a football drill. It got 5 million views in just a day, and it's showing a defensive player. You're going to hear this because I want you to hear the coach's reaction. I want you to hear the hit of these little kids and the coach's reaction in the background. A defensive player trying to tackle an offensive player. Here's what it sounded like.
Run with us. Run, run, run.
Oh,
you're good.
You're good. You're good. Let's hear it one more time. You got that reaction if you're watching on the fan cam, like, oh, like you do off a nasty dunk. Instead of running over there and looking at the kid who was absolutely buried in pile drive. First off, how old do you think these kids are?
Look, Dan Orlovsky said these kids look 7 or 8. If these kids are 7 or 8, these are the smallest 7 or 8-year-olds I've ever seen. These kids are 5 max. Max 5.
Troy, how old do you think?
Probably 7's probably the peak, so I'm probably right there in the 6, 7 age. Yeah.
So hear it one more time as this kid gets absolutely buried, and then the coach reaction.
Run with us.
Run, run, run.
Oh,
you're good.
You're good. Okay, get up. So the internet went in on these guys. I'm talking about verified athletes from everywhere. Orlovsky, Lewis Riddick. People chiming in saying, be careful who you let coach your children. And these guys need to be stripped of any power to coach youth sports. These guys are morons running this drill and running this team. And this story went everywhere yesterday. Yeah. Actually, the past 48 hours, Choppy.
It did. One of the kids is way bigger than the other. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily have them, matched up together. It is this clearly people who, as they're saying, never really played at any level. And then Jeff Schwartz with the culture at the youth level needs to change. Like, it is – now, my kids, they play flag football. They haven't played tackle. They're going to play – my oldest one's going to start playing tackle this year. It's just like the coaching at the youth level is so important. Why do kids quit? They quit because they get hurt, they're scared to get hurt, or their coach is a lunatic. And we are so lucky with my oldest one's coach, who's just fantastic. We're so lucky that there's no drama. There's no risk of injury with anything. It is all about the kids first. But these coaches with this was absolutely over the line. Now, the oohing and aahing, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they would – it's probably – that's obviously in poor taste. But, I mean, I can't sit here and say that I never oohed and aahed when something happened to a kid. Like, oh, man, you got to be kidding me, because you knew they were okay. You knew they were going to be okay. But when you get a head shot like this and then the head subsequently hits the ground, this isn't like getting drilled with a pitch. You know, it's not like that. This is a little bit different.
Torrey Smith, Attention all parents, former NFL wideout. If your kid is doing this drill, take your child off the field and don't go back to those stupid coaches. Coaches like this aren't safe and ruin the image of football. Joel Klatt, Fox analyst. Words can't begin to express my anger. Watching this, this isn't football. Whoever put this idiotic drill together and allowed an obvious mismatch should never be allowed near a football field or youth sports forever. This is child abuse disguised as competition. And then, as I said, Lewis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky, other players chiming in. Ryan Harris from the Broncos, fire everyone. Only a coach who never played would do this.
And you know what? The fact that it's taken NFL players to do that, to stand up, and not the parents to stand up to this idiocy speaks volumes. Like, this is a loser coach. These are loser parents for letting this happen. Like, this wasn't the first time this happened. They didn't just say one day, hey, guys, let's do this drill and let's have two kids, like, collide. No, no, no. Like, they've been doing idiot drills for a while, and you know these parents are just they're insane for allowing this to go on.
Yeah, the drill they're running, by the way, Tolos, if you haven't seen the video yet, they're doing the old Oklahoma drill. You know, one on one, you turn the corner, you bang up against them. And I realize there are guys listening to this that have seen the video that are going, we used to do that back in the day when I was by district champ at La Vega High School. I was going up against guys doing that. Hey, these kids are soft. Well, maybe the guys in the NFL are soft, too, because they outlawed this drill in 2019. So maybe they're soft as well. Ooh. Now, here's the other thing about this, is that I watched the video once, Sean, and that was just to pull the audio because it's so sickening to watch, at least for me as a parent of a kid that plays football. I couldn't stand watching the video. But what's also upsetting to me about this video is that there are some great coaches out there. There are literally guys that I've seen and I've worked with, my son has worked with, that are great youth football coaches without question. Then there's other guys that are true a-holes that are trying to relive their youth. I don't want to call anyone out, Roy City, but there's certain coaches in certain areas that are like that. And that's what's so disappointing about that.
Yes. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. This reminds me of that show I was watching. I was out of San Antonio. I think it was Friday
Little
night.
Tykes, right? Friday Night Tykes.
Friday Night Tykes. And I was all in on watching this with these psycho parents. And this is stuff they would definitely be cheering on. They would definitely be encouraging this. No
this
doubt.
This is insanity. I mean, if we're looking at this from a standpoint of safety, you'd be kidding me.
Former Dallas Cowboy, fan of The Bachelor, and friend of the show, Tony Casillas, joining us here on Sean and RJ.
Did you have to mention The Bachelor?
Yes.
Okay.
Got to mention The Bachelor. Tony, did this set you off watching this video?
Absolutely. It's saddening, and it really pisses me off. You know, here's my whole history is, you know, I have kids that are older now, and I actually started youth football league in my community, and I saw the behind the scenes, how overzealous the coaches and the parents are. And to see where we're at now in youth sports, we haven't gotten any better in the last 10 or 15 years. Whenever the whole concussion in the National Football League developed this heads-up program, and that's kind of diminished. But the problem is these coaches. And when I watch that, it just makes me sick to my stomach, because it's like this. You guys have young kids, and I heard RJ talking about his son playing flag football. Do not let your kids play youth football. And I never thought that I would have to say that, utter those words, because it's all about kids playing all different kinds of sports. But where it is right now, I mean, when your kid learns how to ride a bike, he starts with training wheels, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe some people just throw them out there, but they, you know, there's training rules. It's like football, and you see the vicious hit. These coaches knew exactly what they were doing. They get off to the competition. They get off to, you know, toughen some vulnerable kid, shaking in his cleats, a kid that's always going to be, there's always the maturity of kids is going to be different than others, and blatantly lining that kid up. And that kid will never be the same. Then that is a really, really sad message that these youth coaches are sending.
Tony, I have heard former players say, you know, with other sports, like with baseball, I mean, you've got to play baseball from a little kid standpoint because it's just a learned skill. Wait as long as you possibly can to play tackle football. Is that how you look at it? Just wait as long as you can?
Well, RJ, early, and one of the things that I wanted to do is make a developmental league, and the coaches and parents are so resistant against that. It's all about the competition. My son being on the best team, competition, playing 80 games during the youth football, and that's what they do now. They have these leagues where these kids play like 80 games of tackle football. It's asinine. God. And so I've had the behind-the-curtain look at it, and I know it's so relevant still. And when you watch these violent hits and a kid like that, I mean, who would want to put their kid out there? And I'm a retired NFL player. I mean, I was old school, and we were stupid.
Yeah.
Some of the drills that we did, we weren't educated. That's all we knew. But this is 2021. This is something that you're trying to teach the game. And what really bothers me is that it really, through the NFL and just football in general because of concussions and things, the credibility of our sport is being is blemished because of these stupid youth football coaches. And I used to think there was just a couple of them, but the problem is they get caught up in it, RJ and Sean. They get caught up in the competition. And really, this the whole narrative of teaching the game, of putting these kids, and it's like the farm system for high school football, middle school, and if they go an extra, they lose sight of that because they always have this agenda, the agenda of the romance between the parents and the coaches, like I'm the best coach you'll ever have, and that if he won, this is what he needs to do, but it's totally against that. And when I saw this, and, I texted RJ, I said, dude, I said, you need to understand that this is something that needs to be addressed. Youth football lives matter. And a kid like that, I mean, you want a kid to have fun. You mentioned baseball. Baseball, I mean, it can get carried away as far as games that they play, but baseball is not the physicality. But you put them in an environment to learn. And then give them a chance to play. But watching that, man, almost brings tears to my eyes to see a little kid like that. I mean, he could have really, really gotten hurt really bad. And that's the sad part about it. Mm-hmm. You got to be responsible for your actions.
Tony, thank you so much for the message and for sharing. Always good to hear from you, brother. Take care. Thank you.
I can't wait till the Bachelor starts up again either.
Oh, God.
thanks. You're talking about credibility. Thanks for running my credibility, brother.
I just want to see the parents that go up to Casillas and they're like, do it this way. What are you doing? Like challenging Tony Casillas just because Tony's lost some weight.
Hey, and this is the thing also, is they think that you're on this big power, this power trip or something. I'm like, no, I'm trying to send a message to learn the game and then develop into that big badass that you think your kid is. But hey, thanks for having me, guys. Keep up the great work, as always.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.